Manhunt. The clue of the stairway slaying that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Hello, this is Jackson. It's 2 a.m. at the Fulton warehouse. All quiet. A little lonely, but all quiet. When the relief watchman comes, have him bring up some coffee, will you? Thanks. I'll go on.
Hold everything. I've got to see what's happened.
Hey, you! You, coming down those stairs. Stop!
Into the quiet of a waterfront warehouse, death blasts an announcement of its presence. Man-made death, called on the police records by a much uglier name. Murder. Who will avenge the death of the watchman? Who will solve the secret of his murderer's identity? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the clue of the stairway slaying.
I got a laugh, too. I got it. Sometimes an old-fashioned cop like me can get results, too.
What are you laughing at, though?
Come on across the hall to my office.
Okay.
You know that the watchman at the Fulton warehouse was shot to death at 2 o'clock this morning?
Yes, I know. Is that what's breaking you up?
No. I got a laugh at the... Come on. I'll tell you.
All right. I'm with you.
You remember Don Andrews? You helped send him up for a warehouse robbery 5 or 6 years ago?
Yes, I remember him.
Well, he got out yesterday. When I heard this was a warehouse job, I grabbed Andrews. So you know what?
What?
He admits he was at the Fulton warehouse last night, but... let him tell you himself. He's in my office now. You'll die laughing. Come on in.
Hello, Andrews.
Hi.
Tell him your story, Andrews. Give him a laugh, too.
I don't know what's with this hyena. Look, Stevens, I got out of prison yesterday, and I did steal a truckload of stuff from that warehouse at midnight last night. But I don't know anything about any murder or any $50,000 either.
What $50,000, Bill?
A safe was blown open in the office of Jordan & Company, third floor of the warehouse. $50,000 is missing.
Say, that's a lot of loot. As I remember it, you don't ever carry a gun, do you, Andrews?
No. That's why I only got 5 to 10 years for my last job. Make this guy lay off, will you, Stevens? He's trying to pin a murder rap on me.
What do you mean, trying to? It's a cinch. Hey, Drew, where you going?
Maybe Andrews didn't kill the watchman, Bill.
Are you kidding?
I'm going up to Jordan's office to find out who cracked that safe so I can crack this case.
May I help you?
I'm Drew Stevens, police.
Oh, hello. My name is Jane Jordan. My father owns this firm, and I work for him. Please come in.
Thank you. Miss Jordan, I wonder if I could take a look at that safe that was blown and robbed last night.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. It's in Dad's private office. That's right, or I'll open the door for you. The police said to keep it locked.
Thanks again.
I have the key right here.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There. Come on in.
Hey, somebody did a mighty fine job on that safe. The door's completely off.
You know about this safe, don't you, Mr. Stevens?
Know about it? What do you mean?
Well, it was the only one of its kind in the country. Specially built and burglar-proof, it is alleged.
That it is alleged sounds like newspaper man talk.
Hmm?
They qualify everything, you know. It is reported according to the police. It is alleged, stuff like that.
Oh, I come by that, honestly enough. I worked on my college paper. Staff photographer.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you work with, a speed graph lens?
No, I do candid camera work, mostly.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Stevens, you've been squatting there by the safe for a whole minute now. What have you found?
Promise you won't tell anybody?
Cross my heart.
Okay, then. I haven't found a thing.
Oh, I like that. Mr. Stevens, maybe this might help you. Hmm? The people who built this safe gave Dad several possible combinations. Hmm? He was to select one of them and to set the tumblers himself, which he did so that he was the only man in the world who could open that safe without having to force it.
Oh, I see, but I don't think that means anything, considering the fact that somebody did blow it open. But thanks, just the same. Well,
Mr. Stevens, could I go with you wherever you're going? I could take pictures of whatever you're doing, and maybe they'd be valuable to you later on.
Have you got your camera with you?
No, I've got a secret for you.
Hmm?
I always have my camera with me.
My turn to like that. Sorry to disappoint you, Miss Jordan, but all I'm going to do is make a routine phone call.
I'll come into my office and make it then. You can sit at my desk, and I'll snap your picture while you're calling.
Oh, all right. Oh, see that I come out handsomely here.
Well, I'll do my best. Go ahead, sit over there at the desk while I lock up here.
All right.
You look fine sitting there. I'll get my camera. It's right here.
Okay, but I'm not responsible for broken lenses.
Mr. Stevens, turn a little bit more this way, will you please?
Like this?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Businessmen's Protective Service.
Hello, this is Drew Stevens, police. Say, Fred Jackson, the watchman who was killed this morning, was one of your men, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Well, I'm just doing some routine checking. How often did he report to your office during the night?
He came on at midnight, the same as I did.
See?
Checked in every hour on the hour. We've got a phone booth on the second floor of the warehouse.
Well, he was killed at 2 a.m. on the dot, our report says.
That's right. He was talking to me on the phone. Then I heard a dull explosion and Fred put the phone down. Not more than 3 seconds later, I heard the shot that killed him.
How many seconds later?
Three or four. Maybe five, not more. Anything else?
No, nothing else, thank you. Except to tell you that you've been very helpful. You see, you practically told me who murdered Fred Jackson. Don't crowd me, will you, Bill? I can't stand people looking over my shoulder while I'm working.
All right, then tell me what you're doing.
I'm thinking. Bill, the Jordan office is on the third floor of the warehouse, right?
That's right.
Okay. The watchman was calling in from the second floor when the explosion was heard. The pistol shot that killed him followed almost immediately. You got those facts?
Jordan office on third floor. Watchman on second floor. Explosion and pistol shot almost together. I got that, but still I got nothing.
You're going to get credit for an arrest, Bill. That's something. I just hold everything while I put this all together.
Put this together, he says. What for? Don Andrews stole that 50 grand and killed the watchman. I'd bet my badge on it.
Oh, you're liable to the awful cold under the lapel this winter, Bill. Now get this. Somebody has to blow the Jordan safe, take the money out of it, run down a hall, down a flight of stairs, and kill the watchman all in 3 seconds.
Andrews could have done it. He's fast.
Nobody could have done it. It's impossible, Bill. Now, here's what actually happened. The safe was opened by somebody who knew the combination. Then it was fixed to blow open as a cover-up while a thief was halfway down the stairs. A few seconds later, the watchman spotted him and was killed.
Okay. I won't argue with you. You say it was done that way, then that's the way Don Andrews did it.
Oh, I'm a little tired of saying this, Bill, but Andrews didn't do it. Only one person knew the combination of that safe. Thomas Jordan, the man who owned the company.
Yeah, but what about Don Andrews?
He's no murderer, Bill. You know, if I were you and I were looking for Fred Jackson's killer, I wouldn't pick on Andrews, but I'd pick up Thomas Jordan.
Hello, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, Miss Jordan, is your father at home?
Why, yes, he is. He's in the library. Won't you come in?
Yes, thank you. Come on, Bill.
Right this way, please. Dad? Oh, Dad?
Yes, Jane?
Dad, these two gentlemen are from the police. Mr. Stevens and Mr. Morton.
How are you?
How do you do? Gentlemen? Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Stevens, I'm developing the picture I took of you at the telephone this afternoon. It ought to be about ready now. I'll go and see if it is.
Don't bother. Oh, well. Now, Mr. Jordan, maybe it's best that your daughter has left. We have some rather personal questions to ask you.
Yes? What are they?
Just what is your present financial situation?
Well, you can see for yourself. This house, my business.
Well, they look fine, Mr. Jordan, but appearances could be deceiving.
Just why are you asking me these questions, Mr. Stevens?
You don't understand why, huh? I'll tell you.
Bill, never mind. Mr. Jordan, we know you were the only living person who knew the combination of your safe.
That's correct. I originated the combination, never told it to anyone, and in fact, never even wrote it down.
Well, your safe was blown open after it was robbed, Mr. Jordan. That's why I want to know, could you have used the $50,000 that was in it for some, well, shall I say, personal reason?
To be frank about it, Mr. Stevens, I could have used that money. This house is mortgaged. That money in the safe was not mine. We're agents, you see, and we were given that money to pay for the shipment of woolens.
Well, you're honest enough, aren't you?
Well, why not? I have nothing to hide.
Oh, here's your picture, Mr. Stevens. It's still wet from the hypo. Looks like it came out pretty well, though.
Oh, thanks. Would you excuse us a minute, please, Miss Jordan? We had
not
some...
till you look at my picture.
All right. Yes, very good.
Thanks.
Well, you've got a wonderful camera, Miss Jordan. Photographs every detail. Well, even the numbers on the telephone dial are readable. Say, this letter on your desk.
Hmm?
Nice work. May I keep it?
You can see a letter in that picture? Let me have it.
Just a second.
No.
No fair grabbing. I know this makes me pretty much of a social outcast, reading other people's mail. But I see why this letter is important. Very important. I think it tells me why you robbed your father's safe.
I did not. What? Give me that photograph. Give it to me. Do you hear
Jane.
Me? I want the photograph.
Keep her quiet,
it
Bill.
To me.
Bill.
Yes.
Keep her quiet. I'll read the rest of this letter now. I can make out most of it.
Okay.
Keep your hands off me, you. Go ahead, mastermind. Read it.
Hmm. Jack Barnes, the gambler. And it says that unless Miss Jordan pays him the $35,000 she lost at roulette in his place, he's going to... Well, I can't read the rest, but it doesn't matter. You paid Barnes, didn't you, Miss Jordan?
Wait, please, Mr. Stevens. You said the safe was open before the explosion. No one knew the combination but me. Jane couldn't have taken the money.
Oh, yes, she could, sir. Jane worked in your office. She saw you open the safe a dozen times.
Of course she did, but she was never close enough to see the numbers on the dial.
Oh, she couldn't, Mr. Jordan, but her camera could. She must have snapped candid photos of you when you opened the safe, taking a new shot for each turn of the dial and later enlarged them. Isn't that what you did, Miss Jordan?
Yes. Yes, it is. I had to have that money, so I figured out what I thought was a perfect plan. But I didn't mean to shoot the watchman. All I wanted was the money, but then while I was running down the steps, I heard him call for me to stop it. Well, I must have shot him.
Well, you better take her, Bill. Have this print for evidence. It's too bad for you, Miss Jordan, that the hypo solution developed not only my picture, but also a murder charge against you.